You. Fine. Okay. So we're holding here, I think, in the one at the end of Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, and that is Ishperek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet. I believe that that's what we're holding. If you have any other suggestions? What? Fine with you. Okay. Good. Hasoni Shinema Batorah. So it says over here, he's talking over here in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, he's talking about the mitzvah of Te'ino Prika, where a person is mechuyev to help somebody else load and unload and so on. So now he says, if you have Yud Gimel, Hapogea Bishnaim Echad Reyu Tzach Masach Deporek Ma'olav, if one is trying to load it and one is trying to unload it, the mitzvah is to first help unload because Tzar Balachayim. That's only true if they're both equally friendly with him or unfriendly. The mitzvah is to first go to the sone because that allows you to rein in your Yetzirah. Yetzirah is telling you not to like the person, not to help him, and this helps you defeat that. Now, what's incredible is, and he's going to say the next halach is, we're talking about somebody that's mutter to hate. We're talking about somebody who, whatever it is that he did wrong, did something that is absolutely, it's a mitzvah to hate him. And yet there's the interlock of a sitra, which in itself needs some hezba. So he says, Yudalit, Hasoni Shnema Betoira, Lomu Masolam Hu, Elam Yisrael, it's a Jew. Veheich Yel Yisrael, Sonim Yisrael. So how can a Jew possibly have a Jew that he hates? Vakos Vaim Lassis and Zachir Vavecha, Omru Chacham, Kegoin Shro Ohu Levadoi, Sheovar Avera, Vihisraboy, Veloi Chaza. He met him himself, he saw him doing an Avera, he told him that you're not allowed to do it, the person didn't listen to him. There is a mitzvah l'soinai. V'af al pish adayin l'sit tshuva. So here the person is a rush. I saw the person in the chaza, I told him it's wrong, the person doesn't care. So it's a mitzvah l'soinai. V'af al pish adayin l'sit tshuva. Imetzoi nivol b'masoi. If let's say I see him struggling with his maso, mitzvah litoin v'lifrek imoi. You need to help him. We're afraid the person, as he's struggling to unload it, he is going to come to pikuach nefesh. I'm not quite sure exactly how. He says, what exactly? I don't know. Unloading and loading stuff. I guess it's just very heavy, and the person's struggling with the masa. Vatoyre hikpid al nafshas Yisrael, and the Torah really cared about the nafshas Yisrael. Ben rishoyim metzadikim. Because this is referring to a person who's a maimin be'ikar adas. So there is the exception if he's not maimin in ikar dvarim, which it makes him chutz from the klal. But as long as the person is a maimin be'ikar dvarim, we are mechuyev to do what we can for him. Okay, the next one is in Hilchos Avodim. It's last halacha, like it always does. This is Perek Tes, halacha Ches. Mutar lavod Eved Knayni Befarach. You're allowed to work an Eved Knayni in a hard way. And he describes it for the conditions of Eved Knayni are not good conditions, not terribly good conditions. Now the Rambam adds, what a person ought to do. Ve'afal pisha dinkach, even though the pure halacha says that, midas chasidus v'darke chachma, she adam rachman v'roidev tzedek. It is midas chasidus v'darke chachma that a person be a rachman and pursue tzedek. V'lo yachbid uloy al avdoi. A person should not make it unbearable on the evet. He shouldn't make it harsh for him. And he should feed him and give him to drink from every Michael, every Mishta. Chachamim would give of everything they ate to the Avodim. And they would feed them first. Because they were dependent on them, they would feed them first. And then he proves his point. The pasuk says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu, we say in Shir HaMaalos, we're lifting up our eyes to you, the way an eved lifts up his eyes to the hand of his adon, or the shivcha to the hand of her master." Now, if the norm is to treat avodim like garbage, how do you expect Akadosh Baruch Hu to listen to you? What are we saying to Akadosh Baruch Hu if we treat our avodim or our shvachas demeaningly? V'chein lo yevazehu biyad v'lo yibedvarim. He should not humiliate him, not by hitting him, you know, doing something bad, or speaking derogatorily of him. The Torah gave him over to you to work with him, not to humiliate him. He shouldn't scream or explode on him too much. The person should speak to him quietly, softly. V'yishma tanoisim, and listen to his complaints. V'chei mefurish b'dak Iyov atoivim sheshtabeach behen. This is what Iyov, when Iyov was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he's a good person and what he did to deserve tov, he said, im emas mishpat avdi. Did I ever not take on the mishpat of my eved v'amasi v'riva mimadi when they argued with me? The same womb that formed me formed him. We were created in one womb. In other words, a human womb. Only goyim of the avodah zarah can be cruel. But Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave Torah, the goodness of Torah, and told him about Mishpatim, about, he gave them halachas of Toiv, they are Rachmanim. So it's interesting. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui specifically is for Toiv, it's just automatic. If a person takes on to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person, Then that type of person is going to be a Rachman. In other words, it's the etzem doing of the teiva and the mishpat that makes the person to Rachman. That's what he seems to say. V'chein b'midoyz HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivonu lidames behem hu oimer v'rachman bo kol ma'isav v'kol amirachim rachman olav shneman v'noschan rachman v'richam chavir becha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're told we should emulate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'rachim al-kol ma'isav. So that means that we too need to be merachim on all the ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim. So it's an extraordinarily powerful Rambam. I mean, it tells us that what the strict halacha is not always what a person ought to do. The Torah did not provide a punishment for this, but the Torah definitely wanted you to do right, and this is what's right. That's exactly what he says over here. So he's saying that a person, and it's more than, in other words, when you're cruel to an eved, there's two halachas. One halacha is, what are my, you know, what is the person owed? That's one type of issue. The second issue is, what does it say about me if I can treat somebody in a way that's cruel, mean, insensitive, etc.? And the Rambam says, we're talking about your personal midas. What kind of person are you? Are you a good person, a bad person, a cruel person? And a person who is an achzori, that itself says that it's a simon, he's not from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not achzorim, and if a person is achzori, then he's missing the basic hallmark of Klal Yisrael. Next halacha is the Rambam at the end of Mishpatim Hilchas Schiris. And here he says like this. In here he's speaking about the obligations of a worker to his employer, from employee to employer. Vav. Rashoi balapara lehari parosa ulisakfa kireshatoichal harbi minadayish. Someone who the halacha is that when your cow works by somebody else threshing the wheat, they're allowed to eat from the wheat. So in the morning when the cow wakes up in my house, I'm not going to give her anything. When I bring her over to the other guy's house, she's going to eat a lot. So he says that's permissible. On the other hand, the person renting it can give her straw, something else to eat, so that she doesn't eat a lot of the grain. You can do different things that make you want to eat more grapes or less grapes. So those type of things are permissible. Avul. Ein hapol rashoy lasos malachto belaylo or lahaskatzim beyoyim or lodet prasa arbus askira shachis. But you can't work, for instance, I'm at home, I'm going to be up all night doing, you know, tending my own affairs and garden, and in the morning I'm going to go out and work for somebody else. Yes, when I go to work the other person, I'm going to be like half dead, but I'm there. The same thing, I'll take the animal, I'll work my field at night, in the morning I'll rent them out, and the guy's getting a half dead animal. A person can't take the meal that he gets from the balabais, put it in his pocket, and bring it home for his kids. Because he's shortchanging. The balabais is expecting that after lunch break he's going to get a really, really well-fed poel. Instead, he gets a guy who's still hungry. He's weak. He's not in the mood. He's not going to really work hard. Zion, kiderech shemuzhar balabayis, shlo yigzol schar oni v'lo yakvena. Just like the balabayis is prohibited from not paying the worker v'lo yakvena, kach oni muzah shlo yigzol melachas balabayis. He's not allowed to steal from the owner. It's stealing not money but time. So, you know, he chops off his bit of a coffee break here, a bit of a thing over there. And all day long, he manages to sort of whittle away the time. He needs him to doctor himself. Sherei, it brings a raya. Chazal said that a person who's working, while he's working, does not have to bench the fourth bracha. If you know, so how does it look? He benches a shortened version of Shmoneh Esrei because of Birchas Hamazon, because he's not allowed, because now to take over time, and then he goes and takes an extensive coffee break. So a person needs to work fully for the balabais. Now, it's the truth be said, it's a more complex. Today, I don't know if it's more complex today, but let's give an example. Imagine that the norm is to take an extra coffee break. Imagine that the norm is that people check their emails while they're working, so on. And one can make an argument that the boss understands that that's what's happening, and unless, you know, he prohibits it specifically. And he pays people accordingly. So when he's paying a person $50,000 a year, he's taking into account that this person is giving him 6 hours a day work. I know somebody who went to work for a goyish boss. He asked for a higher salary, and he told the person, "I want to tell you something. An hour by me is 60 minutes. you'll see, I'm willing to give it a month or two trial, but I want you to explain something. I don't take breaks, I don't do this, and I want to be paid for that, or given less hours officially, but one or the other. It's a problem when everybody does it, and it's so if everybody does it and the Baal HaBayis is still not happy with it, so it's gzeila. But if everybody does it, and that's sort of the unwritten law that it's okay, so is the person then giving more than he needs to? So at $50,000, the amount of productivity is valued at whatever it is. So maybe this is it. I know that's an interesting shaila. I mean, it's something. Somebody asked me a similar thing, where in law school they were supposed to do some work. Everyone does it individually. The truth is that everybody does it collectively. If he's going to do it individually, he's going to be really at a disadvantage from a norm. In other words, this is just like 100% of people do it that way. So I don't know. It's a tough question. But certainly, may ikara din, a person needs to be very careful on time. And then there's another one that's almost impossible to fulfill. V'chein chayev lavoid b'chol koichoi. You must work full force. Shrei Yaakov atzadik omer ki b'chol koichoi avadat esavichen. Now, one of the primary reasons why people don't like to work for other people, why people prefer to be independent, even if it means working longer and harder hours many times, but they prefer independent. One of the things is, the statement is as follows: I'm not going to kill myself for him. I'm willing, when you go work on your own store, you put in tons of hours, and you put in way, a lot of times a person works more hours for himself when he's independent than for somebody else, but he's happy with it because I'm working for myself. When I work for another person, there's no reason in the world why I'm going to give it 120% of my effort. I mean, I'm not going to kill myself for that person. And yet over here it says, is chayav lavad b'chol kocho. Yaakov HaTzadik omer ki b'chol koicha v'aretz avichem. Yaakov HaTzadik told the Bnei Slovan, I worked for your father b'chol kochi. Yaakov was the mute of Emes, and if he said he worked b'chol kochi, it was b'chol kocho. So the obligation is to do that. Now it's interesting. I guess always looking for heter or kula. The Gemara says that not everything that Yaakov said is obligatory. The Gemara says that he says that bechora v'chlani this and the kai it's this and so on. Those were not really obligatory. He didn't have the level of shmira. It says, trefale vesi. I never told you that an animal was eaten up. In other words, I took responsibility for ones. The Gemara says he had no obligation to do that, but he was telling him that I watched it at a level of shema masa, the Gemara calls it, somebody who's like the public watchman. So the Gemara says, he's not saying these things because he was obligated necessarily, but he's saying these things because he's saying I did better than I needed to. I did more than I was expected to. So I'm not sure why the Rambam over here seems to translate it as being appropriate. I guess unless the Rambam just means that al derech hamusar, it's appropriate to work b'chol kocho. It's a positive thing, but not really obligatory, because the Gemara doesn't seem to. The Gemara seems to say it about the other things that it's not obligatory. But al kaponim, giving that whole that entire self over is what you see from Yaakov Avinu. Lefikach notos char zois af boi lemhaze shenem v'avifetz ish moed moed. So he said that he got this the schar for it, even olam hazeh. The Rambam is not telling us where he got this from. It's something which is, you know, I understand that it says b'fesish ma'id ma'id, and that means olam hazeh. That I understand that, but it's not clear that connection is bedafka. In other words, the makor that this is for the whole koichi, a reward for the whole koichi, is not clear. It also, one would like to understand where is it, what sort of the shaykh is for it. What's the kesha between working b'chol kocho to doing getting this reward? The people here in the Rambam, the Mekores Tzion, do not have a marker for this Rambam, but at least I would like to understand a little bit what's the schar b'olam hazeh, why. So I guess the closest I could think of is Chazal say that ish neman is rav. It's a pasuk that rav brochis ish neman. I think it's the lashon or something. Neman is rav brochis. That someone who's a neman is zeichet a lot of brochis. It's something that has to do with the midah of nemanus, trustworthiness. That the fact that the person was totally dedicated. B'meila, he was zeichet to a lot of bracha. That would be something that I could shtel to maybe. But other than that, why would this particular yashrus? It also is something which, if this is the obligation to do, then mechatesa, the person has a mechatesa is an exoschar in this world. If a person does what he's supposed to do. If it's lifnim ishuras hadin, then I understand like this is a type of thing that gets a schar in this world. But if it's me'ikar hadin, so why would there be any schar in this world besides that? That's something that I'm not sure. The only thing I could think of possibly is that. It's sort of, I guess, a midah keneged midah of sorts, or it's, I don't know how to describe it, because one normally thinks that if you're working for somebody else, you're definitely going to lose out. In other words, I have my koach to work, and if I'm not going to work for myself, if I'm going to work for someone else, how am I going to have? So it tells me that if I use my koach is the person's potential to earn, to accomplish, to whatever it is. If I use it in a way that is kefi what I'm supposed to do for it, I benefit from it as well. In other words, my koach is supposed to give me what I need. So if I use it correctly in Choshen Mishpat, it will give me what I need. Maybe that's some sort of mahalach over here. I want to go back though to the piece in Avadim, which I find fascinating, about that a person is supposed to be a Rachman and so on. The Rambam says, "Ve'enach zoryas va cheshur." Yeah. Should what? One what? Why would that? I don't think is right. I mean, why would I expect that? Yeah. So that obviously doesn't apply to somebody else's stuff, you know. But I don't know. It's if a person's own, if a person is lazy on his own stuff, and it's not the pshat that for me working 7 hours is enough, but I'm just kind of lazy, so obviously I can't translate that to somebody else. But if, let's say, b'chol kochi means I work this hard, this is the norm, and this is my norm, I don't know why I wouldn't translate somebody else, unless it's under par. But if it's par with other people, then the person wanted it, I did my best, and that's it. I don't think b'chol more. I want to go back, though, to the piece in Avadim. It's very interesting. He says that Klal Yisrael, who got the Torah and the mitzvahs, he says, it says like this: the ein achzorius va'azus mitzuyel ba'akum of the avodah zarah. Achzorius and azus is to be found by goyim da avodah zarah. Avazarish Avram Avinu Yisosh Shpiyak Hashbaruch Toivas Atoira. So it's almost as if it has to do a lot with Avodah Zarah versus Torah and Mitzvahs. And like, I mean, why is it like that? It's not a nature, it's not so much the nature of the people as much as the nature of their interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the pshat is because Avodah Zarah, by definition, is selfish. The attitude of Avodah Zarah is, the Avodah Zarah means there are gods who have their own needs, desires, cravings. They are just kind of tough hombres, and we need to pacify them if we want to, and that's where it comes from. So there, call it religion or whatever you want to call it, is basically about achzarius. For us, Torah and mitzvahs are the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spreading onto the world. That's how we describe Torah and mitzvahs. So this is the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spreading in the world. So if I imbibe Torah and mitzvahs, then basically I should have a sense of the pure toiv. I mean, everything I learn about Torah, everything I know about Torah, is telling me this is what I'm giving to you because it's good, and I'm good, and I'm giving to you to be good. So there's definitely a strong correlation of the two. In anybody who lives in a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Torah mitzvahs, that's the type of inyan that Torah mitzvahs is. I could see that. Okay, the next, oh my gosh, 1, 2, 3 weeks, we won't be able to learn. Bezes Hashem, afterwards it should be okay. We'll check in, and that means, let me just give it a date.